Gary Vee audio experience.
How do you distance yourself from your art enough so that it doesn't feel like you are putting a piece of yourself out there and then feel the rejection when it's not being, like, people are not liking it or commenting it or buying it, but you don't want to take it as a reflection of who, like, your self-worth?
Couple things. One, I actually don't think you should detach. I think you should understand that you're making the art that you want to make, and sometimes commercially it'll be successful and sometimes you don't. I put out enormous amount of things that people don't like in any shape or form or give a shit about, and I find that exciting, not devastating. I don't take it personal because I'm not in control of people's opinions. I'm in control of what I get to make because I want to make it. And sometimes that's going to be commercially successful and sometimes it's not. But I didn't make it to be commercially successful. I made it because I wanted to make it. You need to make it about your process, not the validation of people appreciating it.
Yeah, so I kind of started on TikTok because I had started before and I kind of like got off of it because I wasn't getting a lot of views and stuff. And then like, I started listening to you and I'm like, I need to get on that like yesterday. So I started on it and I'm posting about 1 to 2 a day. And I always feel really like, I don't have enough stuff to post because like creating pins like these, like take a long time. And then creating my illustration sometimes takes a long time, trying to balance my full-time job with illustrating. So, It's kind of like, I don't
Anna,
know.
You do know that you're one illustration away from your career changing, right?
Yeah, I know that, but it doesn't feel that way to me.
I don't give a shit how it feels to you. I need you to know it's true.
Yeah.
Like, look, here, you're in the cliche spot that a lot of people that are watching are in, which is you're now going through this whole process of like, I got into this debt, I'm back home. You go, you know, it just makes sense. The reality is the part that you don't know is how young you are.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way because it's, so it goes back to being with family, right? So Hispanic making families. You feel,
yeah, I get it. Russian families, yeah. Chinese families, black families, like, you know, I get it. I get it.
So to them, I am 30 years old, don't have a significant other, don't have kids, don't have my life together.
Yep.
So I hear that all the time. So trying to shut that off and focus,
it's hard.
It's been hard.
It's hard, which is why these things are so important. You need to shut them out. You need to be grateful for them. You can't resent them. At least they're giving you a shelter right now. You don't have cost of home, right? You need to be thankful for what they give you. And you need to be empathetic and understanding why they're stressed. Your parents, your grandparents, or whoever's around, they grew up in a different era where 30-year-old women already had 3 children in the old land, right? Like, you're a woman of a new generation. The end. There's nothing else to say. Like, I understand where they're, I have a lot of empathy for where they come from. That is how they view the world. I view the world in that at 34 years old, I started over. I spent 12 years of my career building a big business for my dad. But I built it for my dad. I was in a family business. I didn't get paid a lot of money because it was the family business. And I built it for my dad. And I left at 34 and I had no self, I had no financial worth. I was like, had to start over. So for me, you can imagine when I hear 30 and 2 more years, I'm like, oh, you're a baby. And then when I look and actually see that you're talented, I'm like, oh, now all I have to do is get her to believe that she just needs to put out as much as she possibly can because it's gonna be one single piece of content that's gonna change her world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one moment. Look what just happened here. You got on this show and already I'm like interested in working with you and I have a huge platform. It's because you're great, not because, I mean, there's plenty of people that have been on this show that I don't want to work with. It's because I think you're really, really good. I'm sure you picked up a ton of followers just right now as well because, let's see, 2, 4, you've picked up like 300 followers already. Listen, everybody who's here, please follow right here and DM her. I think some of you should make logos with her and pins and like, I'd love for you to make me a design and we'll make 1,000 pins and then maybe I'll give it away to people on my text messaging platform or something. So,
that would be awesome. Yeah,
it's done.
I think for me, you've got
a couple options. You've got these earbuds where you just play music and people that inspire you, all positivity, practical positivity, not delusion. Or move out and you move in with friends so you don't have to hear it. Those are your two options. And then you just stay the course.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to have to block it off because right now I need to focus on those loans. And I mean, the time that I've been here already, I've been able to like close down three loans, like cash, like here, take it. Like,
great.
So I still have like two more that I need to like focus on. Right. And it's that self-worth that I keep attaching my self-worth to my work. So when you talk about insecurity and putting yourself out there and posting and keep posting no matter what, that's where it comes for me. It's that self-worth. I'm attaching it to what I'm putting out there. And
that's insecurity and ego.
Yeah.
Look, you're not confused that you're good. You're too good to not think you're good. You know what I mean? No matter how insecure or beat up you are, deep down, you know you're good. So that it's a mix of insecurity and ego because you know you're good.
Yeah.
You need to understand that. I think I'm the best. I literally think I'm the best. Literally, I believe I'm the best in the world at what I do. Yet every day I put out stuff that nobody gives a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
It's liberating.
So just, but how do you,
let's start with this, Diana, let's start with this. What you're doing now isn't working for you enough.
Yeah.
You're not happy enough. So more tuning your parents out, more putting out content and getting used to it not doing well.
Yeah. And that's why I started TikTok, because I wanted to push myself to do something out of my comfort zone. And that's.
But you also started doing TikTok because you believed in me and it was a new safe place. I need you to get comfortable with negativity and pushback, not escape to TikTok to be free.
Yeah, you're right.
TikTok was an outlet for a lot of people that got too fancy on Instagram. That's why it worked for people. Like, oh, this is easy and fun, but nobody gives a shit, until that becomes the platform and then the same thing comes over. We need to fix the well, not the sink. That was a tactic for you to escape a place where judgment was thriving and insecurity was thriving. You understand? It's like training for a fight. I don't know if you follow boxing or MMA, but like when you see these people get punched in the face or in the ribs and you're like, or like I was watching a fight the other day and guys slamming on the guy's toes and me and my brother-in-law are just like laughing, be like one toe stomp would crush us. That's because we haven't trained for getting stepped on the toe like with all the other person's might. However, if I started training right now for getting stepped on my toes by another man with all his might, in 2 years, I'd be able to handle it. That's what I need you to do as an artist. I need you to put out something every day and get comfortable with losing. People are uncomfortable with losing. When you have as much natural talent as you do, you probably got good accolades and positive reinforcement for it. It became your positive place. It's the place where you got positive reinforcement in your teenage and early years. It became your safe place. But now that you're putting it to the market, your market's not your teachers and your parents and your friends. They're going to tell you go yourself at times. You need to get comfortable with that.
Yeah.
The game of life is getting to fall in love with losing and negativity, not with positivity. The game of life is predicated on getting comfortable and enjoy it. Dana, I enjoy when they don't like it. I enjoy when they tell me I can't. You need to practice. You need to practice.
The only way to practice is to put it out there.
100%.
Yeah.
It's just opinions. You also have to know that when you put out something that goes viral or bananas, you also can't get too high on that. You can't let the work be the validation. You need the process of doing it to be the validation. You have to figure that out.
Yeah, that's true. Like I wanna be able to focus on the process and share that as much as I wanna share the final product.
So do that.
So for me, I since my drawings don't turn out perfect, like from the very beginning, it's a process, right?
So, perfect. Show where is this perfect? Like besides Kurt Henning, there is no Mr. Perfect. There is no Mrs. Perfect. Like who is this perfect the person? That's you talking to yourself about perfect. Perfect. I don't even say that word unless I need to address somebody who's fall in love with that word. That word's a piece of shit. Perfect is a word used to make yourself upset.
Yeah.
That word.
And I use it as procrastination as well. Like, end up not doing it because I want it perfect.
Perfect is a veil for not doing.
Yeah. That's so true. Okay. I'm like, my heart is like beating so fast because I honestly think that this was put in front of me to talk to you today, like as a sign, because I honestly just started following you like a few weeks ago and I've been listening to your stuff like back and forth while I work.
So many people, there's so many people, there's like thousands and thousands of people here who've been watching for 7 years, have been dying to get on this show. And you're out here like, yo, I met you yesterday. Here I am. I love it.
I texted you a number yesterday and I was like, I don't know if this is going to go through or not, but like, I still asked my question and then Sane replied and I was like, holy, like what is going on? This is like a sign from the universe. And I could not be more thankful for the opportunity to chat with you. And I'm going to rewatch this clip like 100
every day. Exactly. When you walk into your home, when you leave your home, you put in those ear pods and you listen to this, literally. And that's escaping like TikTok. At some point you sit down with your parents and say, I am so thankful that I have parents that love me so much and don't think I have my life together and I understand you and the way you grew up, but I promise you I do. And I have so much more time to make it perfect for me. And I hope you enjoy the way I decide to live my life.
Yeah.
And yeah, I understand immigrant parents. You're not talking to somebody who doesn't understand.
Yeah. They
I understand.
They want you to follow like a straight line of what life is.
They want you to live the life that they want you to live. The problem is that's not in your best interest.
Yeah, it's not. And I'm not that way. I don't think that way either. And that's what causes the tension between us and the fights and the, you know.
You need to become more selfless when you talk to your parents.
Yeah.
Instead of worrying about defending yourself, you need to actually reverse it. You need to flip it on them and say, I love you so much for caring about me so much. You gotta flip it on them. You gotta M&M them. You know, like M&M and 8 Mile when he like disses himself and then the other guy's like, what the mm-hmm. You need to basically do that same thing with your parents. I love you, thank you, thank you. And then after a while, you do that great transition that he does to Clarence. You say, Mom, I love you, Mom, I love you, Mom, I love you. And then you say, you know, Mom, I do know something about you. I know that you resent Dad for this. And I know that you're mad that you started having kids this early. And I know that you never got to follow your dream. When you flip that on parents, I love you, I love you, I love you. Instead of you, this is my life, you don't know. Instead of that, I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you for caring about me. Thank you for giving me life. Thank you for the shelter. Thank you for the support. Now that's a different way of addressing the issue. And then maybe after a month or two of that, if you go into, you know, Mom, I do know something about you.
Yeah.
And you flip the judgment, then it gets really interesting.
Yeah, I need to do that more. I tend to be very defensive on everything that they say about me.
Correct.
Everything flip that they come at me.
Flip it.
Yeah.
Flip it. Don't be defensive.
And I know they mean well.
You know how many you just beat me to it. You know how many people are watching right now who have parents that don't give up?
Yeah. I know.
So be thankful. Every time they come at you with like, what are you doing 30 years old? Like, your cousin Maria's married, all that. You just say, thank you for caring about me so much, but I got this. Thank you. I appreciate you caring. It means the world to me that I have parents that care. And then after you build a little bit of that, you go, by the way, and that is where it gets interesting, which is like, I appreciate your judgment of me. Now let me give you a little bit about you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've, you know, it's not to try to change them or anything. It's more of like trying to have them understand where I'm coming from and how thankful I am for everything that they're doing for me, but also understand me, which to this day they haven't quite figured me out yet.
It's maybe also because of the way you communicate yourself to them.
Yeah. I'm super defensive. like super defensive. Yeah.
Never worked.
Yeah.
All All right, good luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is He Gives Good Advice by VJX. This is the advice I've always needed. I'm really appreciative of everything Gary's done for us. Thanks for always having such entertaining guests and informative guests. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.